The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 263, Jailbreak.
Mercury, what is the nature of the attack?
We've been breached. The prisoners have been freed. Lister is down and the others are escaping.
This is Captain Nate. I'm headed to the brig.
Stand by. They have the door covered. I'll tell you when it's clear.
I'm on my way to assist.
Negative. Stay put. That's just what they want you to do. Make sure the Prometheus is buttoned up. Besides, they've already escaped, but Lister is still here.
Roger that.
Captain Nate, you are cleared to enter.
Good call, Captain Tam. This might be part of their plan. Were you able to identify anyone?
Just Ursula. If you can get here quickly, you'll catch her.
We're all converging on you.
How in the crawl did she get in here?
Well, I see he's still alive.
I set my weapon to stun. He's worth more alive. Aren't you, Lord Lister?
You will pay.
Not I will pay. It's I will get paid. As soon as we turn you in for the bounty.
How'd they get in here? The whole ship is sealed.
Evidently it isn't.
Which way did they go?
Down that way and to the right.
Mercury, what's your status?
Siege is over. Lister is in custody. Nate is searching for the ship for any signals of Hanukkah, his guard and Ursula. He's trying to discover how she got in.
I thought the ship was sealed tight.
They couldn't have gotten far. The Prometheus is buttoned up, but you may want to send someone to guard the exterior. I suggest you set up guards along the tarmac and close in on them.
We're doing that now. Give us any updates you may have.
Will do. Did you see anything?
Yeah, let's have a look at the cell door. Shoot him if he moves. Yep, that's how she did it.
It's been melted.
Cut with a laser torch to be precise. There's an access panel on the outside that goes into the ship's hyperdrive. From there, you can enter the ship through an access panel. That outer door is welded shut.
So she cut it open. That's why she's wearing overalls. She was posing as a mechanic. Jaffra, this is the Mercury. Do you copy?
Go for Jaffra.
Nate discovered that she cut her way in through a welded panel, so she was posing as a mechanic. Keep an eye out for a maintenance vehicle.
Will do.
Mercury for Prometheus. Do you copy?
William here. Go ahead, Skipper.
She got in through the outer access panel for the hyperdrive. You need to make sure that you can lock yours from the inside.
But that panel is always welded, since work in that area is limited to maintenance workers well above our pay grade.
I know. Mine was welded, but she was evidently posing as a mechanic and used a laser cutter to get in.
All right. I'm headed down to make sure it's also locked from the inside.
Copy that. How bad is he?
I just stunned him pretty good. He'll be fine.
All right. Let's get him into this other cell.
I told you there would be freedom for us. I didn't make it, but the other three did. And this isn't over. We aren't in Baltimore yet. I wouldn't count on that bounty just yet.
And they're not completely free yet. We know they are close by. It's going to be hard for them to hide.
We'll see, Tam. We'll see.
That access panel is sealed from the inside, so it's secure. Let's leave Lister here to his thoughts and head back to the bridge.
My thoughts? You don't want to know my thoughts right now.
What are you doing here?
Last time I checked, I worked here.
You couldn't talk any sense into him?
No.
That's funny. You know who you're asking, right? The woman who was caught in a gang crossfire and spent all the time in a hospital and was told to stay home and get rest.
Well, I guess you do have a point there. You both are supposed to be on bed rest.
Yet, here we are. I've been given the okay to assist in any way I can. Don't worry, Detective Hernandez. I've been in your shoes before, when Homeland came to help. I'm not going to get in your way.
I appreciate that, Agent Hawk.
So is there anything new?
We've recovered the trigger mechanism for the second bomb. Forensics is working on tracing it now. With the assistance of our bomb squad, with your expertise, you'd be put to better use there.
You know how those guys are. They really don't want outside interference.
That's not a problem. I've already talked to their captain. Your reputation is well known to them. They'd love your input.
Wow. Well, okay. I'll go down and see if I can help.
Just one thing, Nelson.
What's that?
Don't let them recruit you.
Don't worry, I won't.
So, other than the trigger device, have you made headway anywhere else?
We've been going through the footage of the area, including traffic camera. We have the bomber's vehicle. Let me get it queued up here. There you go. This vehicle was captured going through the site about 10 minutes before the explosion and again here after the explosion. We couldn't find any other vehicle that fit the pattern.
Let me guess. You ran the plates and it came up stolen.
Yep. It was stolen early last week from the D.C. area. We've got an APB out on it now. I doubt we'll get any prints from it if we find it.
Well, if we find it, hopefully there will be some kind of trace evidence. Have you tracked down the owner yet?
Yeah. It belongs to a windshield repair outfit. They had reported it stolen that next morning.
That's odd. It seems that someone would have seen those plates or even the van's logos. Kind of ironic, though.
How's that?
That blast took out at least half a dozen car windshields.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of insurance claims on this one.
I'll have Homeland in D.C. check out the company if you like. We can take a close look at the employees. Do you know if they have any security cameras?
They're supposed to be going through the footage for us.
This seems odd to me. Why steal a van in D.C. and drive up the Beltway to blow up a building?
Why blow up a closed dry cleaner? To me, that doesn't make any sense.
That's odd. I mean, who are they after? Do you know if the business was a front for anything?
I've checked with Vice and the DEA. So far, there doesn't seem to be any kind of connection.
I wouldn't think it would be an insurance fraud. It was an older couple with a successful business. I'm concerned about the second bomb.
You think it was something to lure us to the scene and then blow us up?
I do. Except how would they know who would investigate? It would be totally random.
Maybe someone just has it in for the SIS. We have put a lot of bad people away.
That's a possibility. They set off a bomb when no one's around, then time one to go off when they know who'll be there. I still think it's too random. We would have been out of there if I hadn't insisted on going back in.
What are you thinking?
I still think that there was some kind of remote detonator, something that was triggered when we walked in there and started the countdown on the timer.
If there is any trace of such a device, I'm sure the bomb squad and Nelson will find it.
You know, other than drugs, there could be another angle as to why they were bombed.
And that would be?
Maybe somebody had it out for them, like a loan shark. Or perhaps they wouldn't pay someone protection money.
But it doesn't explain the second bomb.
True. Whatever the reason, I'm sure whoever did this made a mistake somewhere.
If they did, we'll find it. SIS Hernandez. Where? All right, security. I'll be there shortly. Go ahead and contact recovery. Right?
They found the van?
It's abandoned at a rest stop about 10 miles from here.
You know I'm going, right?
I don't think there's any way I can stop you. I'm driving.
I'm right behind you.
I can't believe she was able to breach the Mercury and help two of them escape.
They kept laughing in my face, saying they wouldn't be around when we got the Boldy Bar.
It ain't over yet.
How do you want to approach this?
We need to surround the area about 100 yards apart until Simon's crew arrives.
I'll take the south gate.
I'll take the one just north of that. How about I take the most northern gate, and that will lead you towards the middle?
Sounds good to me. From what I understand, Ursula was posing as a flight line mechanic, so be on the lookout for a maintenance vehicle. The spaceport authorities have given us permission to close the gates. Screen everyone who passes through. That includes incoming traffic.
I'd like to know how she pulled that off.
Well, if I remember correctly, there's an access door to the hyperdrive you can access from the outside.
Yeah, that's correct, but it is standard operating procedure to tack weld it shut since it's considered off-limits to operator maintenance.
That means only an authorised mechanic can cut it open. That's how she was able to get away with it.
She played us like a drum.
Did I hear right? Lister didn't escape?
Yeah, Captain Tam dropped him with a stun shot.
That's pretty ironic. Ursula's main objective was to free a boss, and only the other two get away.
Knowing her, I should probably try again between here and Boulder Bar.
Breaking off and getting into position.
Set up near the south gate.
Will do.
I'm breaking off and headed for gate two. I'm headed for the north gate. Good hunting, everyone.
Whoever catches it gets the next round at Scully's.
You're on, Skipper. Count me in.
If we catch all four, we could pool our bounties and buy Scully's. Mercury, this is Gabby.
This is Mercury. Go ahead.
You got everything under control there?
Lister's in another cell. The original one was cut open. Simon is on his way with his team. Over.
We're positioning ourselves at the four exit gates. I don't think she's had time to get out. Over.
It'll be close. Simon's crew will be forming a perimeter further out in case the three of them slip through. Over.
Roger that. Gabby out. Prometheus, do you copy?
Gotcha, Gabby. I've just secured our access hatch from the inside, just in case Ursula has any bright ideas. Over.
Copy that. We'll keep an eye on the ship while we're out here. Over.
Thanks. Been pretty quiet. Hope you catch him. Over.
We need to wrap this up and get out of here. Gabby out.
In position.
I'm in position at gate two. I'm just arriving at the north gate.
Copy all. I'm pulling into gate three.
Position. What is your status?
We're stationed at each gate. So far, there's no sign of them.
I've been informed that the IDF stationed here is sending some reinforcements, but not to expect a lot of help from them.
Pah, typical.
We've got movement. A pale vehicle is approaching to exit the north gate.
Slain. Don't try and be a hero. They may be armed. We can pursue from here if necessary. All units, be prepared to converge on the north gate.
Marco, Jomac, hold your positions. Be ready to assist Slain if he needs help.
I suggest we mount up just in case we need to get out of here like a rat up a drain pipe. It's not slowing down.
Jomac, stay back in case this is a diversion. I don't trust her.
Copy that.
They broke through the gate.
All units, go, go, go.
How you doing with your mystery subject?
So far, he's a dead end. How about your two?
Both have fake paper trails.
How is it possible to get a commission in the Army, get promoted to major, and get a sensitive job in the Pentagon, all with phony paperwork?
You mean like Obaske and Korsky? I have no idea, except they're part of a very sophisticated group. These people know how to do sophisticated forgeries and seem to have deep connections.
There has to be a kink in the armor somewhere. We have a photo of our supposed Major Meredith, right?
Yes, and that's about the only thing we can be certain of. He can alter his prints, and his DNA hasn't gotten us anywhere.
He's bound to show up somewhere. Did we have information on what kind of vehicle he drove?
He abandoned it at his foreigner residence. There's no record of him buying anything. We've had a close watch on airports, bus terminals, and train stations.
To me, that could only mean one thing. Someone from Rage picked him up, and we may never see him again.
That may be the case. However, that's not going to deter us from looking. Like you said, he's bound to make a mistake somewhere. This is a rare case.
How so?
It's been my experience that when someone disappears, they take something with them. Photos, money, whatever jewelry they have, personal items, etc. This guy dropped everything, like he just walked out to check his mail and never came back.
That's what Sam told me Hongan agents do. I'm not saying this guy is a Hongan like Sam or Bishop, but it's a practice that he would know working for Rage. I still think our way to the real Major Meredith runs through Bishop, Korski, and Obarski.
Like I said before, I doubt we can get any of them to roll. Bishop is out for sure, being a Hongan.
I don't know. Sam is a Hongan and works for us now.
He's a rare exception. Besides, if Meredith was a Hongan, we would have found an excess of food at his place. I think he's more like Korski.
Well, I'm not giving up. We found Korski, we can find him.
Thornton.
Pappy, Pierman here. We just got a break in the Meredith case.
Already? Scotland and I were just discussing all the dead ends we've been hitting. What'd you come up with?
We sent his photo out to all of our contacts, and we got a facial recognition hit.
Hold on. Pierman got a facial recognition hit.
What? Yes!
So where is he?
I'm not sure where he is now, but the hit came at the Canadian border in New York.
How long ago did this happen?
About 10 minutes ago. My contact chatted with the border crossing guards and said that the individual in question said he was going to Kingston to visit relatives.
Now that's in Ontario, right?
Are you familiar with Kingston?
That's where the Canadian Armed Forces train. I visited there once when I was stationed at Fort Drum for winter training.
Perhaps it's time to revisit. Hopefully you can pick up his trail there. I know your passport is in order. How about Scarlett's?
Is your passport up to date?
Yes, and I can have my bags packed in no time.
She's ready to go.
I will arrange SNP transportation to a small town on the St. Lawrence called Clayton. From there, I'll have a car waiting for you. I'll send you the photo we have of his vehicle going through checkpoint. After that, you'll be on your own. Be ready for transport in the morning.
We'll be ready.
Hey, any luck?
Yeah, we got to stop at one of my favorite fast food places.
No, I mean with the case. Did you have any luck?
Yeah, we followed him to a hotel parking lot. It looked like he handed off a packet to someone in a white van.
Really? Do you think it might have been a drug deal?
I don't think so, because there was no exchange made. He just handed the packet over to the driver and left it. Seems like if it was an actual drug transaction, the guy would have to pay him.
Well, maybe he's a spy, handing over Navy secrets.
Yeah, that's a definite possibility. And if that's the case, then we're dealing with something the NSA should get involved with.
Or maybe he just picked up the guy's mail.
I think that would be quite a stretch. You don't meet in a parking lot behind a hotel to give someone the mail.
That makes sense. Hey, at least we got his license plate number to run.
Well, let me have that. I'll see what I can find.
Well, what bothers me is this guy came straight from ERP. He could have passed sensitive military secrets.
Well, this escalated quickly. First he was a cheating husband. Now he could be a spy.
Weren't you able to use that bionic eye and zoom in on what he was passing off to McMillan?
I did. Like I said, all I saw was a manila envelope. I didn't have a clear view of the driver at all.
That sounds like it's time for an upgrade.
No thanks. I'm barely used to what I have now.
Okay, I got a hit on the van.
Oh, please, don't tell me it's stolen.
And okay, it's not stolen.
It was stolen, wasn't it? You were making a joke.
No, actually, it's listed as a company van. It's from a business located in D.C. that works as a courier service.
Wow, that's convenient. He was handing off an envelope to a courier. Well, there goes your spy angle.
Well, look, he's not in the clear yet. Why would you meet a courier in the back of a parking lot of a hotel if he had something to transport? Why not meet him at ERP?
Well, it does sound suspicious. Also, with today's technology, why hand off anything? Whatever was in there could have been electronically transmitted.
She's right. Seems like a waste of money to send a courier from D.C. to Annapolis to pick up some papers. Maybe it wasn't papers. Maybe it really was money, like a payoff.
I will leave the guessing to the amateurs. Kelly, Do some digging into this company and see what kind of work they do, especially if they have a government contract for transporting government materials.
All right, I'm on it.
Also see if they have any security cams overlooking the entrance of the parking lot.
Okay, and I'll check on any traffic cameras or other security cameras. I take it you want to see if your van goes back, huh?
Yeah, if they go straight back, then it may be a legitimate transaction. Sam?
Yeah?
If Kelly locates any live feeds, I want you to monitor them. Hopefully you recognize the van. It's got rust all over the rear, well fender, and running board.
Yeah, I saw that. Hopefully I'll be able to make out the plates, too.
All right. That's about all we can do for now. It should be arriving in about 40 to 50 minutes.
Unless, of course, they stop for food along the way.
Yeah, right. Then we can suspect that they're Hongans.
Don't see any sign of the vehicle. Joe Mack, could you verify the description?
It's what we'd call a work van. It has an open body with toolboxes mounted on both sides. You can't miss it. There's writing on each door. It's electrically powered and white in colour.
Thank you. Tony, my street is clear so far. I don't think they'd head into the city. I'm guessing they'll head for the jungle.
Continue your search until you get to the edge of the city, and then wait.
I understand.
Jaffra, I'm in the same position as Lenora. I'll continue to the outskirts of the city and hold.
Very well, Tomac. Do you have any indication as to which direction they were headed?
As they exited the gate, they turned north and immediately turned east. I lost sight of them after that.
Very well. Keep vigilant in case they double back and try to steal the ship. Gabby, can you give me an update?
We started out in the eastern section of the city. We're fanning out, heading back to the west.
Excellent. There's a good possibility that she might take them back to the bar. She may have made transportation arrangements when she was there earlier.
Marco and Slane will clear the bar, then resume the search with us. We have this area pretty much covered.
I see a truck matching Jomek's description. I'll follow and advise.
Simon, break off your search and assist Lenora. Everyone else, continue your search.
Lenora, I have you on my GPS, and I'm very close to you.
Proceed to number 10 Street, and you can cut it off.
On my way.
They've stopped. I'm approaching.
Be careful, Lenora. They may be armed.
Ursula. She's out of the truck with her hands raised. She's surrendering.
Be careful. It may be a trap.
It's just her.
Jomac, the truck was a decoy. Do you copy? Jomac. Jomac, do you copy?
Where are Hanneken and his guard, and why did Ursula surrender? Will Barnes be able to solve the mystery of the courier? What will Nelson and Kate learn about the bombings? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Decoy.